Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the star line by comedian, storyteller, and amazing woman who was tired of getting ghosted, bad dates, and just dealing with men. So she went boy sober, a year-long break from sex and dating. The result is the Boy Sober Podcast. We welcome its host, Hope Woodard.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Absolutely great, Hope. Let's go beyond the mic. Plenty of people have sworn off dating, even myself, after my divorce. What made this rebirth of yourself rewarding after a year away from drama and the dating scene?
Oh, gosh. You know, if I'm being honest, I'm still sort of like on this path of trying to figure it out. I think that's the truth about like finding love and dating and things like that, is like sometimes you think doing something for a certain amount of time might like fix you or change it all completely. But like the honest to goodness truth is that like we'll be dealing with all this like heartbreak and emotion and, you know, back and forth and communication like for the rest of our days. You know what I mean? Which is a beautiful and complicated part of life. I guess the biggest takeaway, though, is to put all my friends first. I would say friendship comes first and romance comes second. That's been my biggest lesson so far.
You examine love, romance, and who you are in Boy Sober. What's the one thing that you discovered about yourself that you like that you didn't see before?
Oh, what a great question. That is such a sweet question. Something I like about myself that I didn't realize before. Definitely, like, I love to bring people together. I love community. This show, Boy Sober, like, it is a podcast now, but it started out as a storytelling show. I don't know if you're familiar with, like, The Moth from NPR and, like, other storytelling shows live, but it was just a really exciting way to, like, bring people together, and I think the personal is the universal, you know, and getting people to really be honest and vulnerable about, like, heartbreak and finding love and losing love and things like that. It's just one of the most exciting parts of life. So something I love about myself and something I've been able to do through this project is definitely like bring people together and create spaces of like understanding and vulnerability and also comedy. You know, I really appreciate the two kind of hand in hand. So that's been something that's just been, yeah, something I've appreciated about myself in this project over the last year.
How did your parents help or hurt teaching you what love meant?
Oh my gosh. Listen, when it comes to learning, I guess everything can be helpful, though some things might be more difficult than others, you know? Yes, my parents were a really great example of maybe what not to do in marriage, maybe, but they also did some wonderful things. So, you know, but whose marriage isn't complicated? It's an interesting thing because my family is like pretty involved in the podcast. In the second episode, I had to call everyone in my family and ask them why they think I'm still single, questions like this. And my mom and dad, who are divorced now, you know, they always have an interesting take, and it's usually inclusive of something the other one did. You know what I mean? So they keep it exciting, definitely.
Hope Woodard, creator of the Boy Sober Podcast, joins us beyond the mic. And Hope, it's time for the Rocky Nate. Eight random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure.
Okay.
Best place in Brooklyn for food.
Best place in Brooklyn for food. There's an amazing restaurant called Micosa, which is Italian food in Bed-Stuy, which is kind of like surprising. It's new. It's on Tompkins Avenue, and it is the best Italian, I would say, in New York. And I know that's a big thing to say.
If you had to get rid of Topo Chico or wine forever, which one gives the heave-ho?
Topo Chico.
Really? You got to keep wine.
Yes. I must. I mean, oh my gosh, you know, like, gotta pop a bottle of champagne every now and again to celebrate.
Best band you ever heard at Bonnaroo?
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for asking that. Best band at Bonnaroo. I saw Courtney Barnett when I was a senior in high school, who's like an Australian indie artist. Maybe you know her. Anyways, that was probably my, or Neutral Milk Hotel, two of my favorites.
The best cereal is obviously what?
Best cereal? Probably, I love a classic kind of Frosted Flakes with some banana.
Favorite memory from your time in Africa?
Oh my gosh, my time in the Peace Corps. Best memory is honestly going to church down there in West Africa because there's a lot more dancing at church there than there is here. So some of the best like music and dancing at church down there.
Three things you can't live without.
Oh my gosh. Is it awful to say number one is my phone, which is like terrible, but honest, just like I need my phone. Other things I can't live without. Oh my gosh, this, why am I blanking? Definitely coffee. Coffee keeps me. I am a bit addicted to that. And my last thing, my third thing would have to be, I love to bike. So maybe my bicycle would be tough for me to do without it.
What's your best memory as a Chi Omega? When was the last time you visited your old home?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Best memory as a Chi Omega. Oh my goodness. Let me think about that. I got to be on the homecoming court when I was a sophomore in college. My girlfriends and my chapter or whatever nominated me to be on the homecoming court. So that was a really sweet and exciting time. And I haven't been back to the house in a minute, even though I went to a UT Knoxville football game last year. So still a big fan of the Vols, but I need to make a trip to that house.
That's my next question. Last Tennessee sporting event you attended, and who was it against?
Oh man, you know what? I usually only go to the football games for hanging out with everybody. You know what I mean? The tailgate. I think it was a homecoming game. And if I'm being honest, I don't even know who we played. I was just happy to be there, you know, happy to see everybody.
Let's sneak in a couple more with Hope Woodard, creator of the Boy Sober podcast. What's the weirdest thing someone has asked for on the Boy Sober hotline?
Oh my goodness. You know, we ask people to call in and give us stories, right? So we're always asking for like personal stories and love, and they can be romantic or platonic or like familial, anything. And we had this girl give us a call a couple weeks ago who said she met this guy and she sold all of her things. She like left where she was living,
Really?
quit her job and like moved to the Midwest to like live with him on a camping ground, like in a campsite or something for a couple months. And she said it was the best like 3 months of her life and that they're no longer together, but it was like a beautiful summer fling. And I was shocked that the end of the story was that it all worked out. I thought surely it was going to be a disaster, but it was a good lesson. And you know, take a little risk. You never know what's going to happen.
Why has the boy sober period changed you forever?
Oh my gosh. You know, I have a really hard time thinking that we can like truly rewire ourselves forever. Like, you know, like even all the progress we make, like our nature is still so sort of like deeply with us. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit like you're living with the things you want to change about yourself forever. And like change is such a constant upkeep. But I guess it's definitely made me like a bit more honest with myself about when I am not maybe putting myself first in love and romance and things like this. So it's just made me a bit more aware.
It's time for one big question with Hope Woodard be on the mic. Hope, we've got to climb our own Mount Everest every day. So what's the one thing you want to achieve before your next big birthday?
Oh my gosh. Something I want to ch achieve before my next birthday. You know, my birthday is on June 26th, and I'll be turning 29. I think something I would like to achieve is to just make a solid birthday plan because sometimes when my birthday comes around, I don't plan anything, I don't tell anyone, and then I have the saddest day of my life for no reason other than the fact that I didn't plan anything or tell anyone. So a big Mount Everest achievement for me would just be making a reservation and telling all of my friends to get there on my birthday.
She loves bringing community together and won't live without wine or coffee. Host of the Boy Sober podcast, Hope Woodard. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sean. This was so much fun.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.